Okay, so I'm gonna read. Yeah, so I'm gonna read something Jackie Boy said. Jackie Boy is my number one favorite toxic subscriber. We continually roast each other, and it's just beautiful fun. And sometimes we even get hot and bothered with it, and it's nice. His name on there is Jack Me Hoff. Is she your baby mom? She taking you to court trying to say you hit her? That shit is annoying. I feel you. I've seen it happen a million times and even had girls try to lie, Ab. Just random stuff to try to derail someone's life. But hey, if you popped her in the mouth after she cheated or hit you, I mean, hey, it is what it is. Can't hit a dude and not expect him to get upset about it. Like, I've had girls burn me with cigs while I'm sleeping because they went through my phone, or throw beers at me, scratch my cars, scratch me, cuss at my mom, try to steal my dog, and then tell the cops and say I was keeping her from her dog when I had the receipt for taking him to the vet ever since he was a baby. Girls are evil sometimes, bro. Now, what I have to say on that, let's see. Well, this, for sure, ain't no girl. You can get the kicks out the flesh, you know. You can get some kicks enjoying the flesh, baby, but that ain't all there is. I'm telling you now, there's a lot more going on. And, I got a literal Cthulhu over here that I'm loving on. There's a lot of stuff going on. Damn, though. That's rough. I figured about as much, Jackie Boy. I figured about as much. Like them wild ones too, huh? Yep. Wow. Good things are coming, you know. I wasn't ho-ho-hoing for nothing. I've been passed around like a pasteurized surprise, baby. Like, I was the Widowmaker for a while. And now it looks like I get to be the one that plasters the screen. Now it looks like I get to be the one that says what is going to be happening. So, you know what I say? Happy world peace, motherfuckers. So the point was, we're both autistic, and we were coming off of Kratom, Mitrogena Speciosa at the same time together, and we were tapering off of that. People that got them ovaries, sometimes when they got ADHD and autism, got to deal with something called PMDD, and Kratom can make that shit go out of fucking control. And we both had a complex post-traumatic stress disorder episode, and they came at me like a wild animal, and it was terrifying, and I defended myself. Two punches, I remember I pulled my punches carefully. And then I decided I probably ought to look up autistic violence. And now suddenly everything makes a lot more sense. And I realized that I was being an asshole. And being an asshole to my own kind, no less. I mean, that's pretty fucked up. But see, the thing is now, like, if I get in trouble for this, it means that my darling, who was the one that was, I might have to say, was hurt the most by this emotionally, this accident, it was an accident. We just stirred each other up and we didn't know, you know, it's a learning process to be a couple with autism. It's a learning process. And it was an accident. And we both got triggered. Nothing like that's ever happened to me in my entire life. Nobody has ever come after me like that. Come after me like a wild animal. Like, that's scary. If you ain't ever had nobody come after you like that, you don't know what it's like. But if you had somebody come after you like that, let me tell you, it don't take much to get you acting the same way once your primal brain goes flick into flight or fight. And that's what happened. And it was scary. It wasn't even the scariest of it. I mean, it sure as shit ain't the scariest thing I've been through, but yeah. Our lawyers, yeah, my partner's a lawyer, and, well, the district attorney, and then my lawyer, they've been running rampant, so busy, you know, they couldn't even talk to us about what the hell happened. So, finally, I made it clear, when I first went into that courtroom, I saw the judge, and I was like, damn, this is the only person in the building that's awake right now besides me. Everybody else is like half asleep. Like, this man is awake. So I thought, yesterday, I thought, well, shit, I might as well just say something to him. Because the other day, the judge was wondering, why wouldn't nobody say nothing? And I'm like, I don't know. I haven't gotten the chance to say anything. I've been waiting very patiently, all the while I've been spewing it on the airstreams. So, a really nice guy. Like him. Thankfully, I think what I sent him, I think he'll understand it and it'll make sense. But our attorney is like, my attorney and my darling's attorney, they don't know back from front what autism is. They don't know jack about it. They're just in the normal world. And we a couple of goths over here that spar and have rough sex and, like, you know, like to squeeze the bejesus out of each other. we ain't normal, hon. How about long shot?